30 healthcare workers at Sutter Health Santa Rosa were quarantined on Thursday, according to their union, SEIU United Healthcare Workers West. Well, as of Thursday evening, neither Sutter Health nor Sonoma County officials returned calls to confirm the union's statement. KRCB's Addie White spoke with Sean Worley, a spokesperson for SEIU, about what the union is hearing from healthcare workers both in Santa Rosa and from across the state.
We learned of the 30 workers being sent home from union staff who are in the hospital. They're in communication with the workers there. This is, you know, part of what's going on across the state. We represent 97,000 healthcare workers up and down California. So this is not an issue unique to Santa Rosa, and it's not going to stop in the near future either.
Can you tell me a little bit more about how many healthcare workers you've heard back from and where they are?
We are aware of more than 50 healthcare workers across California who have been sent home to be in quarantine as a precaution for possible exposure to a patient with coronavirus. This ranges from Santa Rosa in the north, where just today 30 workers were sent home, down to Riverside County, where at least 10 were sent home last week, and there are more coming every day as the number of patients testing positive increases.
And currently, what are they being told about the coronavirus right now, and what are hospitals doing to keep them safe?
It seems to vary by facility. There doesn't necessarily seem to be any kind of guideline, either coming from the federal government or from individual hospitals. And we're seeing all kinds of responses. Some cases, patients who may have the virus are showing symptoms, are being left outside of isolation areas for hours on end. Other times, in some facilities, the staff are now meeting patients outside the building to minimize exposure. And this is one of the things that we are really pushing for, is that workers need to know what is the system in place before more patients may come in with coronavirus. Another concern is about staffing levels in the hospitals. If this number of workers being sent home increases, and all indications are that this virus isn't going away anytime soon, it becomes a matter of how will these facilities be properly staffed so that it's safe for the workers, safe for the patients. Right now, some hospitals are paying workers overtime. They're bringing workers from other facilities. But this does create a larger issue that is going to need to be addressed both at the individual hospital level and across the state.
That was Sean Worley, media relations specialist with United Healthcare Workers West, speaking with me from his office in Los Angeles. We reached out to Sutter Health for comment on his claim that 30 healthcare workers at Sutter Santa Rosa Regional Hospital were quarantined on Thursday. A Sutter Health spokesperson responded in a statement that, quote, the safety of our patients and employees is our number one priority, and that, quote, as the circumstances around COVID-19 remain fluid, we continue to update our protocols in accordance with best practices established by federal, state, and local authorities. I'm Addie White for KRCB's North Bay Report.
You can follow updates on the spread of the COVID-19 virus at norcalpublicmedia.org.